All it takes is one great idea. Just one simple little sentence, one little notion can transform your life. That's the idea behind this tape called Everyday Wisdom. If you can pick up one idea and motivate yourself to a new level of success, happiness, fulfillment in your life, this tape will be worth everything that you paid for it. If you can motivate yourself, if you can use any one of these ideas as an affirmation for something that's going to change and work dramatically and powerfully in your own life, that's the purpose of this tape. I've designed this tape based on a book called Everyday Wisdom. You don't have to start this tape from the beginning in order to get the maximum use out of it. You can just plug it in anywhere, anytime, turn it on without bothering to rewind and start all over, and get one good idea. That idea could be something that will make a relationship work in a better way. It might be something that'll make your prosperity level increase. It might be something that'll help you to heal yourself from some kind of an inner wound, whether it's an emotional or even a physical impairment. You know, everything starts with an idea. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that the ancestor is a thought. This tape is a compilation of thoughts, ideas that I have had over the years and have been presented in my various books and tapes that I've put out there for the public for a long, long time. And just one of these ideas, just one, can become the basis for a whole new action in your life. So I would recommend that you take this tape and maybe just put it on for a few minutes and let that idea stir around inside of you. And then act on it. Or have a new awareness. Or motivate yourself. Or just use it as an affirmation that this is the way this day is going to go. I've always had an affirmation posted on my mirror where I shave every morning, and I look at it every single day. I've been doing it for years and years. It says, "No one is going to ruin this day for me." And I remind myself of that every single moment of every day when I run into someone who is being abusive, or someone cuts me off on the freeway, or someone doesn't say something that I think they should say, or if I don't do well in a tennis match, or if I order something and the waitress is a little slow, or whatever, I remind myself that this is my day. It's the only day I have. And no one is going to ruin it for me. One idea. And it's made my life so much better in so many ways because I'm in control of it. You are not a human being having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. This really means that you are eternal, that your essence of who you are is something that can never be taken away. Your life here is a parenthesis in eternity. It opens parentheses at a given moment, called your conception. It closes parentheses at the instant of your death, and it's surrounded by eternity. You are that eternal being. Keep this in mind. It's a very, very important idea. You're not a human being having a spiritual experience. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. Giving is in alignment with your purpose. You cannot own anything while you are here. You cannot acquire anything. Your life can only be given away. Love empowers you to higher levels. What you think about expands. If your thoughts are centered on what's missing, then what's missing, by definition, will have to expand. Nothing you imagine in your mind is impossible. Perhaps you'll be surprised to learn that there's no such thing as a nervous breakdown. Nerves don't break down. People choose to break down. Having a plan is not necessarily unhealthy, but falling in love with the plan is a real neurosis. Don't let your plan become bigger than you are.